morning. We've seen a lot of product innovation over at Venmo over the last handful of months, and Bank of America out reiterating its price target of $323 and a buy rating on PayPal, of course, Venmo's parent company. And Jason Kupferberg, analyst over at Bank of America, joins us now to talk about the call. Jason, let's start with something you guys discussed in the note, and we were just chatting about a little in the break. This idea of a super app, Venmo being a super app within PayPal. How do you break down, how do you guys at least kind of think about that idea and define it internally?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. So PayPal at the corporate level is pursuing what we would refer to as a super app strategy. The idea being that it becomes a one-stop destination for all types of not just payment related functionality, but different types of personal financial services. And PayPal is in the fortunate position of also owning Venmo, which is really a separate app, but with a lot of similar functionality that the PayPal app has. Venmo certainly is very appealing to a younger demographic and is already north of 70 million active users. And we think that number is going quite a bit higher here in the coming years. But the overall notion of a super app is the idea that it becomes really a one-stop shop for all types of personal financial services, whether it's buying something online, sending money to a friend, paying a bill, buying crypto, investing in equities, et cetera.
Jason, there are two, I would say at least two other competitors to PayPal that appear to have super app ambitions of their own. You have Square out there with the aggressive acquisition of Afterpay. I would even put SoFi in that mix too as well. Why is PayPal's stock a better buy than those two?
So in our opinion, PayPal is very well positioned to be on the short list of global leaders when it comes to these super apps, these fintech apps. Obviously, there's a couple of prominent ones in Asia, like the Alipays of the world. And if you look at what Square has done with their Cash App ecosystem, that's been very impressive as well. With that said, there are some aspects to the PayPal business model that Square does not have, for example, a branded checkout button. Now, they will have a buy now, pay later offering once they close the acquisition of Afterpay, as you referred to. But we think that when you stack up PayPal to the others that are out there, they've just got a broader set of offerings, even though they're all sort of operating in the same genre of super apps. But we think PayPal's got the most complete offering out there. And you're going to continue to see them bolt on additional offerings here in the coming quarters and as we go into 2022.
You know, Jason, there were reports earlier this week that PayPal is maybe exploring stock trading. Certainly, as you noted, you've got the cryptocurrency trading on Venmo. I'm curious how you guys think about that as an engagement driver sort of across, you know, the ecosystem. Everyone now wants a piece, it seems, of some kind of trading capability. How important is that when thinking about, you know, a full suite of financial services, whether it is for Venmo or any of these other, you know, possible, you know, kind of competitors out there?
You hit the nail on the head. It's absolutely an engagement tool. It's not a direct revenue generating type service. Free equity trading has obviously become the norm for retail traders. And so I think PayPal will follow suit in that regard. And because more and more retail investors are obviously active in the markets these days, it becomes one more reason to open the PayPal app or open the Venmo app and perhaps engage with an actual monetizable service in addition to doing the equity trading in this example. So for the most part, what PayPal and Venmo offer are revenue generating services, whether that revenue comes from the consumer or the merchant. But I think equity trading will be an example of one that does not have a direct revenue stream associated with it, but will prove to be an engagement tool. And, you know, you'll essentially get some cross sell out of that.
Jason, there's been argument for some time on PayPal that, you know, PayPal stock or just doesn't reflect the value of Venmo. And some have argued that it should be spun off. Now, in front of it potentially achieving profitability next year, would that be a wise move for PayPal to undertake?
We don't think so. We would not suggest that spinning off Venmo would make sense. I mean, Venmo is a big part of PayPal's growth story. We certainly do think that PayPal as a stock is undervalued here. The stock came in following earnings about a month ago, and that was really purely related to some weakness in the eBay side of the business, which is already known to be deconverting in part off of the PayPal platform. So that was simply a timing issue. In fact, the business excluding eBay, PayPal actually raised their revenue guidance for 2021, excluding eBay. And so we think that should have been the bigger takeaway from the print. Venmo is certainly part of the value creation equation here, as the business is expected to more than break even on an operating profit basis in 2022. And certainly from a revenue perspective, as we described in our note earlier this week, you know, we think you're going to see some significant growth, both in terms of new users as well as average revenue per user, or ARPU, as we look out through 2023.
All right, we'll leave it there. Jason Kupferberg, analyst over at Bank of America. Jason, really appreciate the time this morning.